Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-da-dum-ba-bum-bum-bum. It's Alice at 97.3. Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland. Tickets, we're giving them away all day today, three times. About an hour from now, 9.05, then again at 12.05, and then at 5.05 with Janie. And if you win one of those pairs of tickets, you're in the running for front row tickets. Very exciting. And there are a few tickets left. If you go to RadioAlice.com, there's a link there. It'll take you to Ticketmaster where you can get your tickets for Alice in Winterland. That's a surefire way to get tickets. You can try and win them with us here. December 13th, Alice in Winterland, Paramount Theater in Oakland, One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's all sponsored by Macy's. We have a few winners. Kitty, Tammy, Elaine, all sitting in the front row.
Here's a couple of quick texts.
Yeah.
By the way, Sandy checked in and hi, Mom. She said, I think I still have that red teddy bear. So I'll have to go down south where Mom lives now and get my bear.
Oh.
Just kidding. I wouldn't do that.
That's, it's funny. I saved a couple of my kids' favorite. We have like a small box of keepsakes, their special blankie that they both had.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of the really treasured stuffies that they had when they were kids. Things like that. First pair of shoes, that kind of crap.
I've had my Winnie the Pooh by my bed since I was 3 years old. I still have it.
No dog has eaten that, huh?
There's one eye missing from a dog, but yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people wrote in about the bringing your kid to a job interview.
Yeah. How are the winds blowing? What are the prevailing winds on that?
It's a profound no.
Yeah.
It not only shows, and I'm just paraphrasing, but put them all together. Yeah. And it shows that you won't be able to get childcare to come to work, which we can't have.
And you can't bring your kid here.
Right. Unfair to your child and the interviewer if you bring them to your job interview. Has the world gone mad?
The world has gone mad.
That's an adult situation.
The world has absolutely gone mad.
Someone said.
This is just further evidence.
Someone else said, why is it only women doing this? I can tell you that I could not manage a toddler and a job interview.
Mm.
I wouldn't even dare it. I just couldn't.
Wouldn't cross your mind.
I would consider taking out a loan to pay for the childcare before I would consider trying to juggle a kid and a job interview. I just wouldn't be able to.
Mm.
My multitasking skills are not strong. Not that strong anyway.
Right. It's what a weird situation for everybody in it.
Yep. Anyway, that's from a story earlier.
Oh, okay. I'll take
back
over.
Back to you.
I'll take over now. In theaters this weekend, there's a couple things that look pretty good to me. This first one is called Heretic, and it's definitely a horror movie starring Hugh Grant. So Hugh Grant is actually, he's...
Dreamy?
Yes. Well, there's that for sure. But he is really good at playing sort of the villain who's like the reluctant villain. So I don't know if it's going to be like that. He actually seems horrible in this one. I just recently watched Is he a reluctant villain in that too?
Well, I don't know about reluctant, but he's
a villain. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was Dungeons and Dragons. It was like a Chris Pine movie recently, and it's called. I loved the movie, and Hugh Grant has a part in it, and he's just like so sorry that he's such a bad guy, and I really love him. So he is the star of this movie called Heretic. He is Hugh Grant playing a seemingly nice old man who opens the door to two young Christian missionaries. Would you like to hear about Jesus Christ?
I've seen the ad. It looks creepy.
Mm. And he opens the door and then proceeds to trap and terrorize them. The girls are played by one of the girls from Yellow Jacket, Sophie Thatcher, and someone named Chloe East from Kevin, probably Saves the World. It was written and directed by the people who wrote the script for A Quiet Place, with John Krasinski.
Oh.
If that helps sell it to you.
Yeah. But I'll say, so are you just slurping her, or you really think Hugh
Grant
is a hot guy?
Yeah, Notting Hill is one of my favorite movies.
I love that movie.
Like, you, if you were gonna be a gay guy and you were gonna be after a guy, you'd be like, well,
yeah,
there,
he would be in my top five.
That's the model I would be looking
maybe,
at.
Yeah, he top 10 maybe.
He's older now.
Yeah, but when he was younger, yeah.
Huh? Did you happen to see the show where he's married to Nicole Kidman?
Yes.
And it was pretty recent. I can't think of the name of it, but he's just diabolical in that one.
Yeah.
Really good.
What was that?
Okay, but you're into him. Okay. We all like different stuff.
Yeah. But you love him too, Vin.
I don't love him.
You do.
I don't.
You came in here and used the L word after Paddington.
He's good in that movie. Mm. I like the movie, yes, very much. But he's not my type.
What about when he's dancing on...
He's not my type of guy.
In Love Actually.
He dances in Paddington. He's still not my type of guy in terms of who I'd want to bone if it went there.
The Undoing, by the way, is the name of the show.
The Undoing, yeah. That was a good show. What about, isn't he the Oompa Loompa in the most recent?
Yes, he is. And
he's
very good
in that. Oh, he is. Did you love him in that?
I thought that movie was better by far than I expected it to be.
Did you fall in love with Timothée Chalamet?
What is that called?
Yes.
Yeah,
Wonka.
Wonka. Yeah, he's very good in that. Yeah.
So you loved everyone in that movie.
But Chalamet's another guy. No.
Timothée Chalamet.
If I'm going
guys,
I'm not going Chalamet and I'm not going Hugh Grant.
Something
who are you
about
going,
Chalamet,
then?
Man.
I
don't know.
I'm with you.
He wouldn't
so
be my type.
Cute.
He's too skinny, but man, he's just
like a dorky, cute boy.
Yeah. It's his hair in his eyes.
Who is it? Who is it for you? Is it The Rock? Is that more your type?
Chris Pine, one of the Chris's?
Yeah, is it a Chris?
I'll have to think about it, but it would most likely be some kind of dirty musician.
Like a Lenny Kravitz or...
Oh, he's dirty.
Yeah, but he's also celibate, so we got to cross him off.
Yeah,
musician. Like what, you know, like are you a juggalo or something?
No. I mean, I was alive in the 90s.
Jimmy Two Clowns or whatever the guy's name is.
No, it's not that guy.
Oh.
No.
Well, I can't wait to hear the list.
Yeah, I mean, what like body type wise?
Yeah.
I don't
What are you attracted to most body type wise?
Boy.
You were going to go for a guy,
if I'm going for a guy, I want to really be into him. Like, he needs to be braver and stronger than me. Mm. And so someone that impresses me, like in ways where I'm all, oh my God, that guy is a badass.
How about Henry Cavill?
Oh, he's good looking. I know. What about Hugh Jackman?
I like Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, right. Very heroic. Muscles.
You know?
Ryan
I don't
Reynolds.
Know. I guess I need to think about this, but I'm better at no's than I am at yeses, I think.
Mm.
Like at Hugh Grant, nah.
That's a hard no.
It's a hard no. Right. Chalamet, no thanks.
Oh. Mm. That's too young.
Mm. Yeah, it's not even too young.
Did we get a hard no on The Rock? Because, I mean, there's a brave guy, brave
the
and strong.
The Rock is a no, though.
He'd break you.
It's too much steroids with that guy. Just way too much.
Probably
roids.
Made everything really small.
So you don't want somebody too muscular.
Right.
But you do want them to be stronger and braver than you. This is quite a conundrum you have.
Yeah. I mean, who's stronger and braver than Vinny? So it's hard. It's going to be a very small list.
No, it's a long list.
Are there any famous surfers that you
tell? Oh,
yeah. Surfer might make the list.
Oh, what about Tony Hawk? I mean, he's been your hero your whole life.
I do love Tony Hawk. You're right.
Yeah. So he's a yes.
But would you do Tony Hawk?
If he was going to allow it.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Even if that was just for one of those notches on my belt, I might go.
For the show. Take it for the show.
Yeah,
take
like
it for the
team. Hey, guys, I got Tony Hawk.
And we'd be all like, oh, okay, it's story time. Tell us everything.
Did he do a kickflip?
Yeah. What was the point of, okay, I can't say anything.
We can't live anymore in this world. Please, let's do stories.
I really like that world, though. Anyway, so one thing has been said. There is a new movie in theaters called Heretic, and it stars Hugh Grant, who is going to trap you in his basement and do bad things to you.
Now everyone's making sick to you guys.
Oh, good, good. Keep coming, everybody.
I see Vin doing Dave Grohl, Adam Ant, and Kelly Slater. Probably all those would be on the list. What about Carrie Hart, Vin? That's Pink's husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably him, too. Motorcycle riders would make the list. Mm. What about Corey Taylor from Slipknot? Probably.
Oh. Is he good looking? I don't even know what that guy looks like.
He's pretty good looking.
Oh, all right. Yeah, so good looking is definitely a requirement. You need someone who's easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm human.
We're just trying to, you know, we need to know what the parameters are.
Anyway, enough of this. The texters, you can stop sending those.
You don't have to. There's another movie called I Like This and I Love Morena Baccarin, if that's how you say her name. Morena Baccarin. You love her,
too. Oh, I love her, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she was from Homeland. Mm-hmm. She's the redheaded guy's wife, right?
Yeah. She's also in...
But she's also in the Deadpool movies. She's Mrs. Poole. And
she was
so
on Serenity, too.
She was. She was in... Or Firefly.
Firefly. I don't... Yeah, it was, yeah. The movie was Serenity. The show was Firefly.
She's in a movie now called Elevation. And it's interesting. I like post-apocalyptic things.
What?
Pokemon things?
It's like post-apocalyptic, but there's Pokemon. So, post-apocalyptic monster movie... called Elevation. Anthony Mackie and Morena Baccarin are the stars. Anthony Mackie is the Falcon. So in the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. He's totally recognizable.
Yeah. Okay.
I never saw that movie, but I'm like, I've seen that guy on movie posters. And he's been in other stuff. So Anthony Mackie and Morena Baccarin, they're in this Jesus Christ. They're in a monster movie where the planet's been overrun by creatures that have wiped out most of humanity, but for some reason they can't go higher than 8,000 feet in elevation. So survivors of the initial attack all live above 8,000 feet.
They figured it out.
Somehow.
There's a line and these guys can't cross it. Wow.
There's a line. In fact, as they're walking down, because they got to get supplies for medical reasons or whatever. Oh, it's because Anthony Mackie's character's kid is trying to save his son's life. I guess he's got some kind of respiratory problem as they're up there where the air is really thin.
Oh boy.
And so the only way to keep his oxygen machine running is to head back down the mountain and try and find replacement parts. Baccarin plays a scientist who's determined to figure out how to kill the creatures, and they're hideous. Like just the glimpses you get in the trailer. Really scary. And then, but Anthony Mackie's character just wants to save his son's life. So as they're walking away from their shelter and down the mountain, they're showing the elevation. And then there is a distinct line when they cross over into under 8,000 feet. It looks pretty good. I put both the trailers for those are up on the Ceremony Facebook page. On Saturday night, tomorrow night, this is they actually say this is a coveted spot to get right after the presidential election on Saturday Night Live, because they'll take the temperature of the world, I guess. Bill Burr is going to host Saturday Night Live, and somebody named McGee is the musical guest. We heard this guy yesterday, MK.GEE, McGee. And that's SNL Saturday night. And I usually just tape it and watch it on Sunday or Monday. But I want to say it's always on at 8:30 in the evening now, right? It's on in real time with the New York edition. I think it's just on NBC. Lots of football. And then on Sunday at 8 o'clock on Paramount, Yellowstone returns for its fall premiere to wrap up their fifth season. So if you are a Yellowstone fan, this is your weekend.
OK.
Congratulations.
Yay.
I know, right? Yay.
For the record, Sting is a yes, Texters, and James Bond Daniel Craig is also a yes.
Oh. You have a good list.
There you go.
Yeah. Keep going, everyone.
Don't keep
feel free.
Going.
I want to hit on one where you go, oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Steroids make your beans smaller, not the Frank.
Oh, only the beans?
I don't know anything about steroids.
I would think the whole thing would be affected. You'd just be like, no. Sad. I'm sad. I'm sad and small. I'm nestled down here. I'm really sad because I blew my chance with Vinny because I took too many steroids. Oh, well. I guess I'll just go count my money. I'm The Rock. Howdy, 5G.
So, three people have been charged in Liam Payne's death. Liam Payne is a member of One Direction.
He was murdered?
They're being charged in, arrested and charged in connection. And some of this is weird. Let me start at the beginning here. Liam Payne is down in Argentina. And he's
Liam
there,
Payne of One Direction.
One Direction.
Fame.
Yes. So, and he's there to see another One Direction guy. I think he was there to see like Niall Horan's show.
Okay.
Or something. But he was initially he's there with a girlfriend. She takes off and this guy goes on a bender and winds up falling off his balcony at his hotel and dying. Argentinian authorities have ruled out, quote, self-harm of any kind or foul play in his fall from the hotel balcony. They say he was in a state of either semi or total unconsciousness at the time that he fell. One of the defendants, so these are the three people who've been charged and what they've been charged with. One of them was described as a friend who reportedly accompanied Payne on a daily basis during his stay. This person has been arrested and is charged with abandonment of a person followed by death.
Oh.
Oh.
If you are friends with someone in Argentina, never leave them alone because you'll be charged with, it's like the guy went, okay, I'm done partying. I'm going to go to my room and go to bed. And now he's charged. I have no idea what the penalty for that is. Never even heard of a charge like that. Let me describe this to you one more time. A friend who reportedly accompanied Payne, quote, on a daily basis during his stay. This person is charged with abandonment of a person followed by death. The other two are charged with supplying the drugs.
Hmm.
Toxicology. So three people charged, arrested and charged in connection with Liam Payne's
death. It's interesting because I do think, and this is one of the things you talk about when you try to get your act together, is people like us who are looking for drugs or alcohol, we know how to find them. And we will find like-minded people. And if you're, what are you doing? Nothing? Come with me. Let's
do it together.
So that is very much a normal thing, like, you know, birds of a feather.
My wife referred to me as the Pied Piper of idiots because she'd come home and there'd just be a house full of randos that I just
that you'd been at the bar drinking with, right?
Yep.
Oh, Maddie. I can just picture Shauna walking into it.
It's really hard to imagine that. But on the other hand, to leave someone in a bad state, I can see how you could be held responsible for that as well.
If someone is ODing, I think it's perfectly fine to charge them. Like that to me, if someone's ODing and you decided I need to get away from this so I'm not attached to it, as someone could maybe have been saved, I think that's one thing. But who knows? There must be something like that for him to be charged with this. Like
he might have been his minder. Like his,
he might have been like a paid person who paid to hang with him. But they're saying here a friend who was with him on a daily basis. Okay. So he never gets to go to his own room and go to sleep. I don't know. It just felt weirdly worded. I've never heard of anything like that. I'm sure texters will know.
Sure you have people in your life. It's doing it to yours now.
You've got an ad.
I'm sure you have people in your life through the years of, especially with that stuff you used to like to smell, those people will find each other and be like, we're now hanging out.
Yep.
And you might even do two or three nights or days with that person.
Benda.
And then be, oh, man, that's weird. I hung with someone for three days straight And now I haven't seen him since.
I can't remember a thing they said. I wonder if they can remember anything I said, because we were both definitely talking the whole time.
When I first moved away from Irvine, California to San Diego, I'd met a dude through a dude and hanging out. And this guy, one day, I went over, I think it was like dinner time. And I went over and he's like sitting there watching it. I think he was watching like Close Encounters, something like that, you know? And he's like, hey, I'm tripping. You want to take some? And I went, yeah. And I take some LSD. This one was on purpose. And most of them weren't, but this one would. I took it. And then about 2 to 3 hours later, he goes, all right, bro, I got to go to sleep. I got to work tomorrow. And I'm like, huh?
I'm just starting to peek, man.
What?
What am I supposed to? You can do that, but you can't do it here. Bye. And I was like, oh my God.
I just got thrown out and I'm tripping.
So what did you do? Well, I lived.
I see. To
answer your question. But it's one of those things where you hang with people and you don't know them, and they might very well be all right, this has been great. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Which is probably what happened to this guy. Like, he's a rock star with endless money. And others are like, I can't.
Yeah, I gotta go.
I got a place. I live here.
Someone's saying it might be lost in translation, and I feel like that's definitely got to be part of it. Maybe, you know, this whole thing went down in Argentina. Okay, so one guy is charged with leaving him, and two others are charged with supplying him with drugs. We're talking about Liam Payne, formerly of One Direction. He was down in Argentina, and he fell off a balcony to his death in October. Toxicology tests are confirming that he was under the influence for at least 3 days leading up to his fall. He had traces of alcohol, cocaine, and a prescription antidepressant in his system.
It's very sad, because I think one of the earlier stories you told us was that he'd been in rehab earlier in the year and was supposed to be taking better care of himself. Mm. And that's not abnormal, but it sucks.
Yeah, there's really no good news on this thing. And none of it, no matter what they find out or charge anybody with, that guy's gone. Mm-hmm. It's so sad, so final. I wanted to mention this. One of my very, very bright spot on television for me this past year was a little show called Fallout. It's a Prime Video show, and apparently it's based on a video game. I talked about it a lot. It was, I think Alex had also been watching it, and we were going back and forth about it. And I think that Fallout is like a pretty popular game, because John was like, oh, they've really recaptured all the places from it. And it's sort of weirdly true to it. And I just loved it. It's a really fun concept and a cool, weird show. But it's only 8 episodes the way things are, you know, so you binge through it and then you're like, oh. That's too bad that that's over. So there's another season coming, and Macaulay Culkin has just signed on for it. And it has a lot of weird characters in it, and I think he'll be perfect in this. He's
Macaulay, not the brother.
No, Macaulay, the actual, the Home Alone kid.
The first one, okay. Yes.
Macaulay Culkin is, he's 44 years old, and he is going to be starring in the second season of Fallout on Prime Video. I don't have a bunch of details about the role that he will play. He's going to join the show in a recurring role, they say. Little's known about the character. Oh, he's described as a crazy genius type.
His brother's starring in a movie that I just saw the commercials for, so I wasn't sure if you had the right guy, but he's starring in a...
What's the other McCulkin?
I don't know.
Kieran
Culkin.
It's Kieran starring in a movie that's coming out. I don't even know. I have no idea.
He's great. I like both of them.
Mm-hmm.
The star of the first season is a girl named Ella Purnell, and she's lovely. She's beautiful. But she's got the hugest eyes you've ever seen in your life. And she's like, she was just so perfect in that. I love her. Like, I can't wait to see her in this.
Ella
again.
Purcell?
Ella Purnell. P-U-R-N-E-L-L.
She's fun to look at.
She is. And she was just I thought she was really good in it.
Stunning.
And they're saying here, Fallout's based on a popular video game series of the same name. The synopsis is 200 years after the apocalypse, the gentle denizens of luxury fallout shelters are forced to return to the irradiated hellscape their ancestors left behind and are shocked to discover an incredibly complex, gleefully weird, and highly violent universe waiting for them.
This chick is smoking hot.
Oh, yeah, like, she's
big,
great.
Giant cartoon eyes, but smoking hot.
Yeah, she's
Ella Purnell,
and she's really funny and goofy, and she's just really fun in that role.
I've never seen this person before in my life.
I think you'd like Fallout. It's a very weird fantasy show. Very strange and very confusing at times. Like, you gotta, some of the math doesn't work out until you get to the end of the season. You're like, oh, I see what's happening.
Yellow Jackets, Sweet Pea. Miss Peregrine's.
Oh, that's right. She's in Yellow Jackets.
I never did watch Yellow Jackets.
What?
No, I started. You and your reactions to things.
Maleficent.
Oh, what is she in Maleficent?
I got to click on it. No, Kick Ass 2, she's in.
No, I don't think I saw Kick Ass 2. I loved Kick Ass, though. That was a good movie. What am I doing for time here? I'm out. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
She plays Maleficent. She must play a different aged Maleficent.
Ella Purnell. So,
yeah.
So maybe she plays like a young Maleficent?
They have Angelina Jolie as the star, Maleficent. And then if you go far, dig deeper, Ella Purnell, Maleficent.
Huh.
She must play.
They must have done a flashback or something, yeah. Right?
Right.
She's pretty young. Like, I don't think she looks like she's in her 20s. And Maleficent was like, what, 10 years ago?
Cameras that don't make phone calls. What?
Who needs that?
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
La 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 la. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I guess the Grammy noms are out. So if you're interested, you can go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I'm watching Maddie post that up right now. That'll be fun. Fall into 5K a day. All this week, fall into $5,000 a day with Odyssey. And Alice at 97.3. All of this is just for listening. And all you need to do is be listening on the free Odyssey app. You download it. You log in, you listen to Alice for at least 1 hour, and you get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, San Jose, and Newark, and their new location, Cantina Jack's in Pleasant Hill.
Sweet.
Enjoy fantastic. And didn't they just do the grand opening last night?
Yeah, big to do.
Check them out.
Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
Woohoo!
Yep. Okay, today, sunny and 70. Perfect out there.
That is perfect.
Maybe a little breeze. I got my eyes checked yesterday, and my eye doctor goes, you surf, you're in the ocean, you're wearing contacts, there's wind, there's sun, you couldn't do worse for your eyes. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. That's what I do. And he's like, okay, well, where are your sunglasses?
You tell him you keep it breezy.
And he also said,
la, 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 la.
Put your non-cosmetic eye drops in the fridge. They'll feel incredible. And I was like, that does sound like it would feel incredible. You know, like the Blink or whatever that you might use. You use those, don't you?
Sure.
Whenever your eyes get dry, put that in the fridge.
Okay.
And they'll feel incredible. And I was like, that does sound great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely, you know, when you've got your contacts and you've got those little bottles of squeezy tears handy.
Yep.
The fridge. Oh, I want to do it right now.
Well, do it when you get home. Oh. We're almost there.
Do you have contacts on right now?
No.
Only when you're surfing.
And when I go surfing. But I've been told, even before I saw this guy who's new to the place where I go, that it's like really risky for infections because there's so much dirt in the water.
Yeah, gunk.
And the original doctor goes, you don't open your eyes under there. And I go, yeah, I do.
Of course I do.
Trying to see stuff.
There's a shark coming at me. Well, is there a giant mouth coming my way?
I don't want to
run away from that.
Let's not talk about that anymore. Anyway, 49ers play on Sunday, everyone, in Tampa Bay, 10 a.m. Let's all try to be there for that. And one more quick reminder that a week from today, Mike Tyson is in the ring versus Jake Paul. 1 week from today.
I'm going to have a party for that.
Friday, November 15th. It's on Netflix. And the time I have listed here is 5 p.m. on the West Coast.
That's exactly when I want my party to start.
I know. Good stuff. Okay. My first story is a weird one. I remember mentioning this to you once before. The FDA basically said one of the ingredients in a bunch of medicines, phenylephrine, it doesn't work. It's an ingredient that has been continually put in these medicines as a nasal decongestant, and it does not work.
Oh.
So the FDA said that, and then now it looks like they just announced they will be seeking to pull this widely used ingredient in cough and cold medicines from the market. They say the scientists concluded the oral version of this drug is ineffective as a nasal decongestant. It's just, it doesn't work.
And so it's just an extra, does it have side effects?
So if you're more importantly, you're taking this medicine, like, especially at bedtime. That's when you're like,
yes,
just want to be able to breathe so I can fall asleep and then hopefully stay down long enough.
So is it just something that they threw in there because it sounds like something that would clear you up and there's other active ingredients in it?
I think they've just proven, like, it's probably been in there forever and they're just proving now that it does not work. The FDA's proposal comes more than a year after the agency's outside advisors voted against continued use of this ingredient. It's called oral phenylephrine, and they say that they don't think it's effective.
Hmm.
A number of common over-the-counter nasal decongestants have relied on phenylephrine alone or in combination with other ingredients for years. Here's where this will make sense to you, including cold and cough versions of Advil, NyQuil, Sudafed, Robitussin, Tylenol, and Theraflu. What else is there?
Right. Well, when I hear a nasal decongestant, though, I also think of like Afrin and things that actually do work and kind of addict you to them. The things you shoot up, you breathe them up your nose, they clear you up, and then you keep using them because your boogers keep coming back. And then the next thing you know, you never have a clear nose unless you're using them.
It's like that lip stuff.
Oh,
I want to say Carmex, but that isn't it.
Carmex.
Carmex. Yeah, people get addicted to that. My sister-in-law, she smears that all the way up to the bottom of her nose, down underneath her. Like her
gross.
It's just, she needs it. Because if she doesn't, I'm like, just go through the 3 days of chapping. No, I can't do it. It just hurts too much.
They say less than 1% of that drug even gets absorbed into the bloodstream after being swallowed. It's useless. So we've been taking that. And for me, that feeling when you take whatever with the highest hopes of getting in bed and going, please let me breathe so I can just fall asleep.
I just want to fall asleep.
And all the times that it didn't work. Mm. Now you know that stuff doesn't work. So we'll be seeing that.
There must be something in some of those because Theraflu does work. Knocks you out. And I always feel better when I take it. Mm. And NyQuil. I mean,
we know about you and NyQuil. Take it for 6 months. It's a way to get rid of a cold.
Forever. And to get a good night's sleep. Man, I was taking this off for like a full year. I was taking that. Every night I'd be like, well, I need a shot of NyQuil. John, I'm out of NyQuil. Get me more NyQuil.
I remember you told us that he brought it back to you one time and threw it at you and was like, okay, addict.
Right.
And you were like,
Well, I quit over like a vacation. I was like, well, I'll just suffer through this. And then I quit. And now I'm like, I will still take NyQuil if I have a cold because I know that I will get a good sleep. I just have to suffer through the withdrawal afterward because it is good, man. Puts you right to sleep.
Yeah.
And it's a feeling too. Like you take the NyQuil and you just, oh yeah.
Well, liquid NyQuil
comes sleepy time.
It has alcohol in it. I can't take it.
Oh.
So I don't take.
Can you take the capsule style?
I take the capsule. And hope for the best, but that's why the liquid one is the best one.
So addictive. It's like, Sarah, just take a shot of whiskey every night before you go to bed. Although that probably give me acid reflux. Mm. I don't want that.
Your old digital compact cameras could sell for 20 times what they're worth.
Oh. I don't have any of those.
I know. It's with the phone cameras getting so darn good for my purposes. I couldn't possibly want more.
Right.
I'm just trying to take pictures of my kids so they can see their life someday.
Mm.
And they, cause they
feels
have,
like the thing to do.
They have terrible memories. So, I mean, honestly, I want them to, you know, be able to look back and go, wow, we did a lot of stuff because their memories are just awful. Yeah.
Dad was never there, though. I took the pictures.
I was there every time, punk. Anyway,
no, you're not in any of the pictures, Dad.
The camera market is seeing an intriguing change in consumer behavior. People are going back to these cameras.
No, they are.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't actually, like I said, I take pictures of my kids. That's it. Mm. I'm not a hobbyist in any way, shape, or form.
I feel like the pictures I can take on my iPhone are so awesome. I could never ask for any more. It's complex. I mean, if you're a photographer, even the big rig that used, you know, the huge camera and all the light, the flashes and all that stuff all exists, but there is no film in those cameras.
Right.
They're all still digital cameras, but they're so complex. I'm like, well, my phone's so smart, it'll just make a perfect picture for me.
This particular article is in something called The Photographer, so you can look it up if you're interested. But they're talking about how these cameras are pretty hot.
So if you've got an old digital camera, that might be worth some money.
They're saying here that Gen Z is returning to old digital compact cameras from the 2000s. For instance, Nikon Coolpix series, the Olympus Mini, the Fujifilm Finepix. These are all things that are selling right now on the secondhand camera market. So I just thought I'd mention it real quick because while I won't be doing that, I've never been a camera guy at all.
Mm.
And usually the person who will take pictures is not good at stuff. So they're like, I'll take pictures of you guys surfing because I don't really want to go out there.
Right.
Or I'll take pictures of you skateboarding.
I want to go with you.
And then so that's great. Right. Someone's here to. I never got any of the pictures.
That's too bad.
I don't have any.
Somebody's got them somewhere.
Yeah.
Somebody's mom has them.
The person who took the pictures. Right. Anyway. If that's worth it to you, if you've got one lying around, maybe put it on the Craigslist and see what happens.
Yeah, it's a funny thing to think that It doesn't feel like that long ago, and it feels like they were. It was instantly like, well, this only holds 10. It's useless to me, and I can't even figure out how to get these things. What do I do? Print these out? I don't understand.
Louis Vuitton. Maybe this is on Oprah's Christmas list. What is that list that she does?
Her favorite things.
Louis Vuitton is selling a $60,000 doghouse. It's part of their new pet line that includes a $2,200 dog bowl and a $470 poop bag holder.
Okay.
My guess is you're giving those things to your servant
who takes care of your dogs,
because I just don't see it.
You can look fashionable with my dog and its fantastic poop, the $470 poop bag holder.
The $60,000 dog house. My mom and dad's first house that they bought in Irvine, California when I was one or two was $30,000.
Yeah. And that was probably, you know, a nice house.
It was.
Yeah.
Brand new built.
I actually think John and I were looking at this used RV and it was like $52,000. Used, has some miles on it, but like a whole RV. Not a doghouse. Less than this doghouse.
Your RV is not covered in the tan and brown Louis Vuitton pattern.
I could get
that
it painted.
They use on their purses or their luggage.
I was thinking about getting a custom paint job done on it. So maybe I'll do a Louis Vuitton. I'll just cover it. And NRA stickers.
They say obviously. Here, it's technically a kennel because you couldn't possibly leave this thing outside. It's cowhide leather trim and monogram coated canvas.
Oh, it's a dog crate for inside the house.
You can't put this outside. It's a $60,000 house that would be ruined immediately when the rain or snow fell.
Jesus.
It also comes with gold tone hardware, a removable door, and a hidden hatch in the bottom for easy cleaning.
All right. That sounds useless.
Again, Louis Vuitton is putting out a new fashion brand of pet line stuff. A $2,200 dog bowl, a $2,300 pet flask, and a $470 poop bag holder.
Do you mean a pet flask like a St. Bernard would have, a little barrel that's attached to the front of their...
There's the home.
I love that. And if they make more than four of those, they're idiots. Oh, look, it even has like brass grating over the windows. Like this is, it honestly looks like a weird dog suitcase.
And an engravable nameplate above the door.
It's so dumb for real. We got to put that up on the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. You know, I always wonder about these things. Like, do they do these just for the publicity where you know, idiots like us are like, oh my God, who would ever pay $60,000?
No.
They make three of them because only three people on earth would ever buy that.
No, you're talking about the people who will go to Firefest and also will go to Firefest 2, even though they got burned by Firefest 1.
To like, I gotta be in the place to be.
You gotta have the thing. This, right. That's what it's absolutely, it's out there.
I like to think that even if I was a billionaire, I would not drop 60 grand on that stupid house.
Who puts titanium teeth in their mouth? People with too much money to burn.
Oh, my God. He got all his teeth whittled down to fit his titanium teeth in. We're talking about genius, Kanye West. I'm a genius.
More Americans think they could handle simple car repairs if they had to.
You can't anymore.
As in, they, for some reason, feel more confident now than they did 10 years ago.
Really? I feel like everybody used to always work on, like, you know, your dad would be out there changing spark plugs, changing the oil, whatever. Nowadays, like, everything's on a computer. Like, you can't do your own work anymore.
My dad, it was a given. Every single weekend, it was spent taking care of the cars and the house. Mm. Every single one.
That's what he did.
That's what he did on Saturday.
He must have loved it.
He did love it. Absolutely. And I think if you are someone who's worked hard and been able to buy a house, doing all those yard work things is what you do.
Pride of ownership.
I have pride of ownership. I don't want to do any of that stuff, though. Screw that crap.
Just go get in the hot tub and let people work around you. You missed a spot over there.
Heading into 2025, more of us feel confident that we could handle minor car repairs on our own if we had to. One of the reasons they say, though, and this is so true.
All right.
You can find how to do anything on YouTube now.
That is true.
Anything.
Like, I feel like I could, I've seen enough tires change that I could probably do it. I'd be so mad though, because I know how messy, everyone gets so dirty when they do it.
Changing a flat tire, changing your oil, changing your brake fluid, replacing your battery, filling the air, replacing the air filter, changing a spark plug. Come on. Really? No. You think so, huh?
I don't think so.
You got to gap that sucker.
It is true, though, that everything that you want to do, you could just start typing and it pops right up. And like, you know, John's that guy. He fixes our washer and dryer all the time. Just
all the time?
Oh, my God.
Then is it fixed?
I remember I had to, we ended up having to get new ones, but he kept those things going for, I mean, he has taken those apart.
Actually, I don't think we heard that you ultimately did go buy new ones then.
No, I did because, and I told you this, because you couldn't flip the door on the one and it has a thing where you can start it remotely. And I'm like, did I pay extra for that? Because I do not want that. There's like so many dumb, and they're glass on the front and you can't see through it.
What?
I'm like, what's the point? The point of a glass front. I want to be able to see where my going on with my clothes. Can't see through it.
What is the point?
There is no point.
Oh. Why do you need to see the clothes in the? I mean,
I like to see, is the thing still rolling? Is it, does it look dry yet? Is it going? I don't know.
Hey, how about a fast?
Yes, please get me out of here. Woo.
Whoops.
Fast. Oh, you're waiting for it.
That was a slow fast.
The most common causes of death in the world this decade are?
Heart disease.
Cardiovascular diseases by far.
Really?
After a drop-off, cancers are next. Followed by COVID-19.
Oh, what? That's the third most common cause of death right now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's startling.
Is it?
It is.
Well, no one wants to hear about it, but it continued to happen for so long. And every single member, I told you, for the first time in years since COVID was discovered, a person didn't die yesterday here in the Bay Area from COVID. And you were like, but it was like one of those astounding realities that continues to happen all the time. We just don't want to hear about it in the news. So we don't.
Mm.
After another drop-off.
The news cycle moved on.
Chronic respiratory. Well, people just, I mean, after being in the house for 2 years.
I don't want to hear it. I'm going out.
After another drop-off, chronic respiratory diseases are fourth.
Oh.
There you go. Happy hour.
Yeah.
Has been banned in Ireland since 2003.
Why?
I guess they like it too much.
It's always happy hour in Ireland.
You know something? It is always happy hour in Ireland. When we checked into our hotel in Belfast years ago, I walk out and I'm standing on the balcony across from, like, you know, up above the street, and there's a pub right across, and this lady comes out and she's reeling around, and it's 4 p.m. and she just yaks all over the street. And then she just, and she sits down and people are just walking around it like no one cares. She sits down and she's leaning against the building, and about 45 minutes later, I look out there and she's getting up and she goes back in the pub. And that, to me, is happy hour.
Boot and right rally.
There. Just boot and rally. Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. As a shop owner, says 707, I encourage people to try and repair their car themselves. Just don't get mad at me when I charge you to fix
the thing you broke.
Right.
That's interesting.
You don't listen to this. 510 right. Says you don't have to gap spark plugs anymore. Glenn, 510. Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't know that because I don't touch my car. Yeah. I did. I took shop. I worked on my cars because I had to. And then as soon as, you know, some time went by, I went, I'm never doing that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like a whole day goes poof. Once you start pulling stuff off the front of your car, you're
and
like,
you better get it back together because you need that car.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
What am I doing? I'm not good at this.
Dad?
Mm-hmm. There are people are more confident about auto repair because of YouTube. Yeah, I agree. That's it.
Mm.
These dog items are made strictly for Paris Hilton and her people.
That's what I was thinking. Like, they can't be mass producing these because there's no mass for this.
Hi, from San Mateo, says 650.
Hey.
On old cameras, my 27-year-old daughter, a photographer, and she does social media for work, loves using little old point-and-shoot cameras with the film for her person with film for her personal use.
Oh, with film.
Mm-hmm. It does feel very retro looking at it does feel very retro looking at the results. Love Bootsy.
Bootsy.
Listening
Bootsy.
On the radio.
Bootsy. Oh, old school Bootsy. Bootsy. Bootsy's a great name. Bootsy.
Bootsy.
Is that a good dog name? Like, I know you're looking for, you're going Miley Cyrus, right?
I'm going Miley Cyrus.
Oh, people want to hear Bob's list of guys that he would consider being into.
Like, who's number one, Bob?
Ryan Reynolds. Because he can make you laugh and hug you.
He'd be so cuddly, right?
Do you just always slurp her? Or do you check your answers with each other before you...
He's right, though. You got that one right.
Yeah. And,
Hugh Grant and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
They're very popular, Vinny. That's why they're so famous. And Timothée Chalamet.
And,
Yeah, and he likes that guy, too.
And, beautiful boy that's in everything. He was in Fall Guy.
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, Ryan Gosling's definitely top two.
He is cute.
He might be. He and Ryan Reynolds would have to.
No. He's way below. I think Ryan Gosling is. He's good. I love him in The Notebook. Love him in that. But he's not for me. Like, I didn't love him as Ken.
See, you disagree on this guy.
You don't disagree. Next time we talk, you're going to have it right, and you're going to get it right.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Just because I don't want to bang Kelly Slater.
You don't? Well, are you sure?
He's not really on my list either. But that other thing did get my list put down pretty good. In fact, someone else wrote in and I went, well, I think I would do all those guys.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it. But it was like...
I like that you can explore this. It's actually a very
Chris
manly
Hemsworth,
trait.
Jason Momoa, Idris Elba, Tom Hardy, Jason Statham, John Hamm, Ewan McGregor. Most of those guys
you're into. Tom Hardy is on my top five, I would say.
I can't pick Tom Hardy out of a lineup. I swear to God, every time I see him, he looks different.
Yeah, but he's...
But Jason Momoa? Okay. Oh.
Too much muscle.
But the truth is, I'm so hopelessly in love with the female form that I couldn't...
All right, Jason Momoa on Elle McPherson's body.
Well, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Figured it out. I got the formula.
I mean, I just really am hopeless when that... Nothing really...
Jason Momoa with Elle McPherson's ass.
Nothing really changes the state of things like a lady does, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
How about a new Moana song? And what about a new Boy George song?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.